Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful that you are with us today. We've got 23 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock as we wind towards another weekend. Wasn't it just the weekend, for crying out loud? It seems that way. You know, for over 20 years, Ankeny Sanitation has served residents and businesses in the area. I had no idea that it existed. I was in Polk City a couple of weeks ago at a chamber function where I met Julia Cola, who assists in the marketing of the company. We thought we'd have her come by so maybe she could tell us a little bit more about what in the heck is going on at the Ankeny Sanitation Company. Welcome to the News Hour, Julie. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much for having me.
So, true story, right? We've never met before.
Yeah,
we saw each other at the Polk City Chamber of Commerce meeting.
That's correct.
And you were kind enough to give me your card and say, yeah, I'll come on the News Hour and
absolutely,
talk about
it. Absolutely, absolutely. Anything to promote Ankeny Sanitation.
Yeah, all right. So what do you get to do there?
I am a commercial sales rep, actually. So I set up commercial accounts, anything from construction roll-offs to commercial HOAs, homeowners associations. I don't do too much on the residential side. It's more the commercial side of things. So I go out and do bids.
Pound doors.
And
talk to people.
Absolutely.
So what's your background?
Actually, my background is communications and marketing. I have a dance degree.
A dance degree.
You and I'm selling trash. Yes.
A trashy dancer. No. We're not even going to go there. All right. So the history of, and for people that are in the Des Moines metro, they may not know about this.
Absolutely.
So tell us about it.
Ankeny Sanitation, like you said, has been around since 1987. I think there is a preconceived notion there that we only service Ankeny.
I thought.
We service all of Polk County, portions of Jasper, Story, Warren, and Dallas. And we also have two sister companies, one in Defiance, one in Clear Lake. We are locally owned and operated, so your money stays here in Iowa if you have service with us, which I think is a huge focal point for us, is that we are local.
I think you're right, because there's a lot of folks that say, hey, you know, what you spend here stays here, and it circulates many times.
Absolutely.
Of course, other trash companies have employees here and those kinds of things, but the same token, you know, when you're a locally owned facility, that's kind of cool. So with regard to Ankeny Sanitation, a burning question.
Okay.
So I live in Windsor Heights.
Okay.
So I could contract with you guys to do this?
It does depend. So you're talking about your residential?
Residential.
So some residential services are a little bit different. So say Ankeny, for instance, they're open. They can have any provider that they want. If your city is sanctioned to have a certain provider, meaning that there's a contract involved with the city, then you would be you would have to be with that particular provider. But yes, there's a lot of communities there. You can have any provider that you like.
In some communities.
Yes, yeah. Some are different.
So. Now, if you're a commercial business, is that different?
Commercial businesses, it gets complicated there. There's a lot more intricate parts to garbage than you would think.
Yeah, this is who knew? You know, you put the thing out on the street corner and somebody comes and picks it up. Who knew all this stuff?
As far as commercial goes, locally owned businesses, if you own your own business, you can pick and choose whoever you want.
Got it.
A lot of people go with the lowest bidder. We like to push that we have great prices, but we're local, so you're going to get somebody here when you call into our office. You're not getting some call center halfway across the country.
Sure.
I always have my phone on, so you're going to get me if I'm your sales rep. Now, you have corporations that might be sanctioned to be with a certain hauler. They have corporate contracts, so that is a little trickier. You have a person that might own a franchise like McDonald's. They might be able to go with whoever they want. The corporation might say, we want you to go with this person, but you can go with whoever you want. So it gets really complicated. When I walk into a place, I don't know if it's through, then if you run into anything where there's like brokers.
Sure.
Brokers will go out and negotiate prices for companies. So yeah, there's a lot of ins and outs that you wouldn't realize.
I think this is fascinating because who in the world knew that this existed or that this was one of the ways that people got to do business? Now, for over 20 years, you guys have been doing this up in Ankeny for the most mm-hmm. part, but also you must be picking and choosing your way through some of the other communities
as
well.
Yeah, we're everywhere. I mean, we're not, like I said, we're not only in Polk County. We go all the way out to Adel, Waukee. We go over to Altoona, Bondurant.
Is it easier for communities that are not in the metro, I mean, in the physical area? Because I think most of these cities, you know, the Urbandales and the Windsor Heights and the West Des Moines, I think they maybe have city contracts with Des Moines Water Works or with whomever.
Yes. And when you...
It comes on your water bill.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's where the city contracts come into play.
Got it.
Where there's on the residential side of things anyway. So those are typically anywhere from 3 to 5 year service agreements. Once those service agreements are up, then all the haulers they're all free to go bid on those residential communities.
All right. Burning question number two. Ready?
I'm ready.
So what happens to all this stuff? What happens to my trash anyway?
If it's trash, it goes to the landfill. You know, it goes to Metro. It goes to, if it's recycling,
who owns the landfill?
Well, there again, tricky question. I don't want to bring up any other questions.
Yeah, so another company owns the landfill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So then I would understand that when Ankeny Sanitation takes stuff to that landfill, mm-hmm. that you have to pay that landfill company.
Yes, there is, and the landfill does have increases. It has, just like anything, prices go up. So there will be an actual landfill increase this July. Actually, it's going up a couple dollars a ton. This is charged per ton when you take your loads to landfill, whether it's a construction roll-off or it's, the truck taking in residential, services from the day, or it's a compactor. And then on the recycling side of things, there's recycling companies, too, that we work with, like, International Paper, and then there's Green Star that's out there. And there's recycling places where you take the recycles.
Right. Now, on the recycling side of things, mm-hmm. I've noticed this in our home and the business, that since we started recycling, and my bride is just crazy about recycling, so, she's really into this, we could probably use a pickup once a week on the recycling because there's more recycling
Absolutely.
Than what there is absolute garbage. And mm-hmm. and so it's interesting how much we've saved from going to the landfill because of recycling.
Yeah. Yes. Recycling it's become huge. It's everybody wants to be green. Anything from single stream recycling to just straight cardboard containers. And I know the city of Des Moines has just implemented a new recycling program for all of their domestic dwellings as far as apartment complexes mm-hmm. and duplexes are concerned.
It's one of the problems with apartment complexes is you always don't have those recycling opportunities.
And if people aren't used to recycling, it's really hard to get them into that habit. So that's another thing that we're trying to do on our recycling containers with this new Des Moines program that's going on. We're trying to put the stickers on the dumpster to say, this is what you can recycle. This is what you can put into that container.
It's got to be fascinating. Julie Acola, ladies and gentlemen, is with us in studio. We're talking about the Ankeny Sanitation Company. Who knew? And they have large tentacles out there. Now, you guys have got a pink garbage truck, don't you?
We do. We do have a pink garbage truck. It's been around for a while. We did a partnership with Susan G. Komen a few years back mm-hmm. and painted the truck pink. It was down during the walk in the parade. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was
pretty
kind interesting. Of fun. We had a story, it's been over a year ago. The city of West Des Moines was mm-hmm. approached to have pink garbage cans.
Uh-huh.
And they said, no, we don't want pink garbage cans. And not in West Des Moines for
crying
out loud.
Pink's a great color.
Yeah, it is a great color. It's styling, for crying out loud. Julie, thanks for coming in. So how do folks find out more? Because this is pretty you know, people can say, well, you know, I got trash, I got pickup, everything's
right,
fine.
Right.
But maybe they would like to have the opportunity to contact you guys.
Absolutely.
How do they do that?
Absolutely. We are on Facebook at Ankeny and Ankeny Sanitation. We have a website, www.ankenysanitation.com. We're on Twitter.
I think you like your job.
I love my job. I never turn my phone off. I love my job.
I can tell. Thanks for coming in, Julie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Julia Cola, ladies and gentlemen, is called Ankeny Sanitation. See what you learn when you listen to a Small Business Wednesday here on the Business News Hour. We're going to take a slide to the left, and when we come back, we're going to check out the Wall Street Report, tell you what happened on the sliver of land there on Manhattan between Broad and Wall, see what happened with the stocks. Hey, I got good news. And the word is grease. We're coming back with the stock market. That's coming up next.